My mum's from Rockhampton, Queensland, but yeah, I was born and bred here in Melbourne.
Do you know who your mob is?
Yeah, Gayeri. Yeah, it's just near Blackwater. So mum always said growing up that she was from Woorabinda. Well, that's where she's from, and she thought that was our tribe. But my brother did a big...
That's the mission.
Yeah, that's the mission. That's what we found out. But my brother did a big family tree and whatnot, and he found out that, our mob is Gayeri.
Yeah, good.
But...
Is your brother older than you? Or
yeah, he's 8 years older than me.
So he done all that mapping for your mob and...
Yeah, well, he did family
was that
tree.
For a native title and stuff?
I think he did it for proof of Aboriginality, actually. Right. I think that's the whole reason he did it, but my identity as a kid, I was actually in Fairfield there. I went to Fairfield Primary, but whatnot. I seen this kid on stage playing didgeridoo, and I didn't know my identity growing up, you know.
You're talking about Fairfield, Melbourne here?
Yeah, Melbourne. We used to live at WT Owners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I seen him playing it. I'm like, oh, that's my culture. I'm like, I was very mesmerised and, you know, attracted. I'm like, oh, I want to do that, you know. Yeah. But I never had, you know, growing up, mum was too ashamed to speak any of her culture or anything. Her day and age growing up, it was shame to be blackfellow, you know. It was frowned upon. You walk down the street, you have to put your head down, you know what I mean? Jump on a bus, you have to go back of the bus. And she was too ashamed. She had 8 of us. You actually remind me of my mum very much, yeah? You look like her a lot. She's been passed for three years now. But, she's a very strong black woman. But it was a shame that, you know, she was too ashamed to speak any of her lingo. I know she knew it. And if she ever said any of it, it was once in a blue moon and she'd only ever say it once, you know? She wouldn't repeat it, which is, like I said, a shame. But... I wish it wasn't like that, but it is, you know, what it is. And, we can only move forward from that, you know. Things just need to be acknowledged of what's happened in the past. And then we can reconcile, you know. And, there's a lot that needs to be done, you know. And one of them, is here behind bars, you know what I mean. I'm only here for a short time, but I'm here for a lesson or something I need to do in my life in order to help all of us, you know.